This morning, I'd like to spend a few moments in the book of Hebrews. So if you'd like to turn to the first chapter to begin our day, something for us to think about. And the Lord put on my heart a theme this morning. Jesus is all in all. Jesus is everything. Everything that is, Jesus is all in all. And in the book of Hebrews, I noticed four words came out to me in particular, each of them having to do with Jesus. The word perfect. That word perfect appears 14 times in the book of Hebrews, and it references deliverance or salvation. Jesus is the only perfect Savior. The words eternal and forever appear 15 times, with 15 the number having to do with rest. Jesus is our perfect rest. Heaven, that word appears 17 times in the book of Hebrews, and as we know, 17 has to do with victory in Jesus. Our victory has been won. Our victory over sin and death has been won by Jesus. And the word priest and high priest, those words appear 32 times referencing covenant. Jesus himself is the new covenant. So this morning, now that you're there at Hebrews chapter 1, I'd like us to just briefly consider nine characteristics. There are so many characteristics of Christ, but just the nine that we find here in the first six verses of Hebrews 1. So let's read them together. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days hath spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he hath by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels he said at any time, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. Jesus is the only one. He is all in all. In that first verse, we see two words that are maybe a little unfamiliar, the word sundry and the word divers. These two words are very similar in their meaning. The word sundry is the Greek word polomeros, which means in any portions, variously as to time and agency. And the word diverse, which we get the word diverse, which is the Greek word polutropos, which means in many ways, various as to method or form. So just in this first verse, we can see that God, and we know that he has used, he is using, and he will continue to use various ways and methods, agents, events, people, all to fulfill his eternal plan and purpose for mankind. But what we want to notice today is that every way is through his Son, Jesus. Jesus is all in all. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. So in those first verses, we read that these nine characteristics, that God has spoken to mankind through his Son, who is the Word of God. And all through Hebrews, we have references to the gospel records and many other portions of Paul's epistles. John 1:14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." Point number two, God appointed Jesus as heir of all things. In Mark 1:1 we read, "And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God created the worlds by Jesus. John 1:2, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. Revelation 21:23. "And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof." Jesus is, as we read, the express image of his person. John 14:9. "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." And John 1:18, "The only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." By Jesus, all things are upheld by the word of his power. Colossians 1:17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Jesus alone and by himself purged our sin. 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God and one mediator, the Lord Jesus, between God and men, the man Jesus Christ." And also in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Jesus ascended into heaven and is now seated at the right hand of Almighty God, the Father. What about Stephen in Acts 7:56? "And he said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." And finally, even as a man of flesh and blood, Jesus was still higher than the angels. Hebrews 7:26, "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." And these are just nine. We could be up here all day, all month, all year, until he comes, perhaps. I don't know. My point this morning, sweethearts, is that Jesus is everything. He is all in all. And before Jesus departed, he promised to send us, and he has sent us, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to continue ministering, leading, teaching, maturing, and perfecting us until we attain the very measure and stature of Christ himself. He didn't leave us alone. The Comforter has come to minister to each of us individually that we might grow up into all things in Christ, to lead us into all truth for our spiritual perfection, and to prepare us as his readied wife. Precious hearts, we have been afforded everything. Everything. Jesus is all in all. We have been afforded all the riches of God's grace by Christ Jesus. Alex and I were talking a minute ago. You know, the finish line is so close. We're almost there. So let's run. Let's run well. Not half-heartedly. Run well. Run well. Keep your eyes on the prize. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be challenges and trials and points of discouragement. We know that. But it will be worth it all. Let's run. Let's run like Paul ran, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'll close with just these next few verses. Sweet brother Paul, Philippians 3, starting in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means sundry I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, all in all. God bless you this morning.